You are now tuned in to another episode of the Silly Girls Podcast. I'm your girl, Chancellor.
I'm your girl, Kiki.
And on this podcast, we dance in the rain. What's good, Silly Squad? Let me talk to you two first. Hey, you two. We miss y'all. Hey, cousin. We are your cousin's favorite cousin. Come on, two-hand wave. What it do? We're going to talk to you two first, okay? Hey, you two. Go ahead and like the video. Go ahead and come in and just say hi. Go ahead and hit that notification bell. So you'll be notified every time that we drop a video, as well as tap that subscribe button so you can actually subscribe to our channel. That's how you let us know that y'all for real rock with us, okay? Also, hit that arrow that is right under this video, because the arrow means that, you know what I'm saying, you basically can tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
And because they family now, I got to tell them how I would tell my family.
You got to tell them like it's urgent, like granny on some, hey, get to the hospital, this what's going on, tell them.
Share this motherfucker to a friend. I said it. Share it to everybody, your timeline, your contact list, and everything in fucking between, okay?
Wait, that wasn't the actress. When I give you a scene, when I say, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to hit it. I said, like, granny in the hospital. You said this shit like you, hey.
Well, you know, I thought you mean like you was, I always do.
Like, no, like you was on the space table. But when I give you a line, you gotta.
Okay.
Cue.
Do it again.
Okay, tell them as if granny it's an emergency, I get to the hospital because granny there. How you supposed to share? Wait. Ready, set, cue.
Share this motherfucker to a friend.
Remember that time you did that? Okay, I'm gonna let you introduce who I get back here today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and also in the description box, we have some links that actually takes you over to our social media. So go ahead and follow us as well as a podcast platform, because we actually record the same time as YouTube as we do our actual podcast audio. Now, everybody who is listening through your speakers, whoop whoop through your speakers, whoop whoop through your speakers, how you doing? I know you love our voice. What is up, boo? Now please go ahead and subscribe to our channel as well, whatever podcast platform. I'm sorry, something feel like my damn my hair or something is, you know, it felt like it went in my mouth. Hold the fuck up. Ah, now I know. Hold up, bitch. I'm like, hold on, girl. Hold the fuck up. But anyways, please go ahead and share it as well to your social media and all of that. But now that I have all of that out of the way, how are you doing? You know what I'm saying? Rocking the new do. I just love this style on you. How you doing, cutie?
I'm on my rap shit today. See, mm-hmm. We got the black on black. We black, dressing all black like the Omen. You know what I'm saying? But no, everything is everything. One day at a time. Again, I'm going to tell y'all every time. One day at a time, but everything is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is good.
Okay, now what was you about to say just a minute ago?
I was like, you trying to act like you don't know that when you get ready to perform, I got to say cue. Because you remember when we was in college? And she couldn't remember the lines, and she was like, cue. Like, if she couldn't remember, she would say cue. So you have to kind of tell her what to say. And she, you know that? And she was like,
shit.
And this is what happened, cue.
Listen.
It was so funny.
I want y'all to know something now. I love, you know what I'm saying, to act and be on stage and perform and all that. But as y'all see, my mind be like running like this. So my mind, I forget a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? I can put on a fucking show, but bitch, my mind, even like when we was at homecoming, I would be crunking dancing, but bitch, I'll forget them struts.
She forgot all the struts.
My mind is so fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, with remembering shit. So we had, for the Deltas, we had to, you know, to put, there was Fry Delta Week.
I remember that.
And I think I was doing Barbara Jordan.
I had that wig
on, everything, y'all. So I was supposed to, you know, perform and say these lines that Barbara Jordan, you know, said or something. And so I really forgot what it was. So, because I was so in the moment. So, you know, I was trying to remember. So I had gave them the paper at the front. I don't know if it was you or whoever.
It was somebody. I can't remember. I know I always sat in the front, but she just said Q.
And so I said, hey, when I say Q, you just go on and feed me that line. And I'm for the, you know what I'm saying? So I was so into it, bitch. I had the wig on and everything.
And she walked over, she said,
Q. I said, Q. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, and Bobby Jordan, and she was the first, you know, the lady to run for president. And Q. You know what I'm saying?
But it was cute, though. But I'm saying, like, it's funny.
Because they were laughing. Yeah.
I'm laughing because I can't believe she didn't catch the fact when I said cute. And you know you would have busted out laughing. Yeah. But, like she said, her memory bad.
My memory bad, y'all. Shit. Listen, your hers is good. I but it's for, let me say this. When it's something real important,
you remember.
I remember it. You know what I'm saying? Like, even people, like, I saw somebody the other day, and I'm so sorry. If you watching, they be like, hey, Chancellor. And, y'all, people come up to me all the time. They be like, hey, Chancellor. And I be like, hey, girl, or hey, boy, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
I don't, and it's not that, you know what I'm saying, that you're not important. It's just that I don't remember no names. I barely, you know what I'm saying, like, for real.
Yeah, it's normal, though. Like, a lot of people don't remember names, but as long as I speak to you, it'll come to me later, and I'm like.
It's still not come to me.
You know what I'm saying? If you be like, where I know her from, I'm like, dog, you know her
from
her.
Still not going to come, you know what I'm saying? Not if you tell me exactly where I know her from. Like, it was somebody a while ago. I'm like, I don't know if I know her from college or high school. That's how, like, I be forgetting. Yeah. Like, seriously.
I just assumed it was college because we both got mutual friends. Yeah. And we went to totally different high schools. So
I'm like, if I, you know what I'm saying, you come up to me, if you wasn't somebody that I hung out with or talked to, and it's not that I'm saying, like, oh, you know, you wasn't nobody, but I really, truly, you know what I'm saying, because I always say that I block out a lot of shit. I only try to keep, let me say this. I try to keep the important things in my head, and you know, because I be saying I don't give a damn about everything else.
Yeah.
Because I really block it out, because my mind, I think it's, you know, like the it runs like this, like on go all the time. This is why I can, you know, barely sleep, because it's just like this. And so the shit, I promise you, I be forgetting. So yeah, I did. I was up there performing, y'all, and I forgot all the fucking lines, and I was like, cute. You know what I'm saying? So that was like, cute. You know what I'm saying? And that was, but it, to be honest, it made it a part, because it was supposed to be a serious, you know what I'm saying? But it made everybody start laughing, so it broke, like, the, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The tension yeah. in the space. So, you know, no matter what, I don't care. I used to have fun doing it. Yeah. Anyways.
How are you, lovely?
I am doing good. I'm doing real good.
I bet.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just saying because you're doing real
good.
Yeah. I just said, I bet.
Yeah. Why
would I say
that? I was just saying.
Yeah.
You look cute. Thank you, girl.
Mm-hmm. What?
You look cute, girl.
Yeah. I got on the wrong bra today, guys.
Yeah, so she hate her bra strap showing.
I love this. I just found out this is my favorite bra, because when I put it in, I'm like, damn, okay. But then, like, with shirts like this, it'll show. So I'm not going to hide it. This is raw. Y'all my cousins. If y'all see this motherfucker, that's a new trend.
Come on, new trend.
It's a new trend.
Mm, yeah, I mean, rock it like that. Because I hate my bra strap to show,
I'm
too.
Gonna do it like that.
So, but then, I said, they going to keep saying it's made like that, huh?
Yeah, so I'm just going to do it like this. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You see it? Whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Life is good. Life is great.
Life is good. You know, it's like, for real, I always say, y'all, we only have one life. Seriously, you better live that motherfucker up. And, you know, do what you want to do. Have fun. Enjoy life. Stop being so fucking, you know what I'm saying, tense and, you know, serious about certain shit. You know what I'm saying? Just for real. Like, just let loose and just have fun. Like, stop, you know what I'm saying? The main reason that I just stay in my happy place, because I stopped taking life so serious. Like, oh my gosh, this haven't happened for me, and I'm all fucked up. Or this, you know what I'm saying, is going. No, bitch, you better enjoy life today. Because we see all the fucking time, you know what I'm saying, we look up and we see somebody didn't pass away or some shit. Bitch, you better enjoy life to fucking day. And, you know what I'm saying, whoever I'm with, they better feel the same fucking way. Don't come up here with that boring shit. Come up here, you know what I'm saying, like, for real, with that good energy.
Mm-hmm. That good juju.
That good juju. You know, that good juju. You know what I'm saying? Because that good juice. You know? When you said juju, you know I'm going to say something.
I'm
you know what I'm saying?
Juju as an energy.
I know, but soon as you said that.
I ain't talking about that type of juju.
Well, okay, what type of juju was I talking about?
You looked down and said juice. Where the fuck else the juice coming from?
Why? You nasty.
You got milk coming out your titty? Did
you nasty, because why you know I want to. How you know my orange juice
your
went down
face there? Said,
Y'all know I was talking about that juice, that pussy juice. You know I was talking about it, okay?
Yeah, she need help.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah. I love it. No, they don't need help. Yeah. Stay that way.
I'm away, Teddy.
Later on.
Yeah, it ain't time yet.
You gotta do three.
after three. Yeah, then. right. But then, not because I told you
last
why.
Time.
I told you why I'm not that. I'm not trying to go that.
Yeah. Seems like it just might. By the look on your face, lying ass. Be talking, you be listening, you be like, yeah, for sure. I feel you. If don't nobody feel you, I feel you. Then you hear that. When at that one little part come, you be like, that Charlie Brown mama. But it's cool.
As long as
no,
she
don't later
listen.
On.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, even
long
before
as you know me. Long as you know me.
Long as I know.
Yeah, long as you know. You know.
You can't fake the Jake snake. Those snakes be real sneaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You
want to
jump into this first topic?
Yeah, we're going to jump into this first topic. So our first topic, we're going to talk about the video that's going viral with Ebony K. Williams. She was actually on, like, I think she hosts a news, whatever it is. And so Yana Van Zandt was on there with her. And so, they was talking about the state of, like, you know what I'm saying, the dating and, you know what I'm saying, the black culture with, you know what I'm saying, the black families and all that. And so Ebony asked, I mean, Yana Van Zandt asked Ebony, would she date a bus driver? And she was like, no. If he owns the bus, then she would date him. And so the internet is going crazy. So basically, I'm going to let you go first, and then because I have a
lot
strong opinion about that.
First,
so basically, Ebony wouldn't date a bus driver.
I first want to just say this, and I'm not trying to, you know, how they always say black people always play the victim. Mm-hmm. Blah blah blah. I just want to know, why do we always get asked that? Why do they always ask us, would we date this person or would you date? You never see nobody on film asking a Kardashian, will they date this person, or asking anybody whose skin isn't melanin, has the melanin like ours, would they date this person? We're supposed to accept something. I'm not saying bus drivers are less than. I'm not saying that any hardworking man, whether you taking trash out, whether you the head of a company, like the janitor or the CEO, it don't matter. You working, you getting to your bread, get it how you live. But you know what I'm saying, just some social circles, like, you may or may not fit in, and people have the right to choose on who they want to deal with. You ain't finna see, not saying Beyonce wouldn't, but she ain't finna be dating nobody who a teacher. Even if she was in love with him, it just, they ain't like equally yoked, because he may feel, if something's going to be where he going to feel like this. He going to feel like Stedman and Oprah. You know how at one point back in the day, Stedman felt like this because Oprah this, and they was making Oprah feel like she was the man. And it was more so what the people on the outside were saying that was kind of coming in saying that. But I had to get that out of my chest about, why do people always ask us, would we date this person? Especially Yana. Like, girl, would you?
She just made a video that said she would.
But I'm just saying, you probably would before you became who you are now. You would not do that now.
She said she would. I just saw the video today.
Okay.
I'm just going out.
Well, I don't even know who Ebony is, but my thing is, if she's making the bread that she's in and she's in the limelight like she is, she has the right to not say she don't want her man to just be a bus driver. She want him to own the bus. Hell, own the bus station. Mm-hmm. I get that, because she had a certain pay grade. Where her bread is, like, she don't have to. And I don't think in that video she wasn't saying that a bus driver was less than her. She just saying that he have to own the bus in order to catch her eye. Because she not finna walk in the room and be looking like, where is the janitor? Where is this person? She gonna be looking for somebody who can match her. Like, if I put $1 million up, can you put $1 million up? I mean, I'm just saying that. I'm thinking that's the type of mind frame that she has. As far as me, like, I feel like women should date who the fuck they want to date. If I say I don't want to date nobody but the CEO of a fucking company, I had it right because that's my standard. That's my preference. That's what I want. That's where I see myself. That's my goal. You know what I'm saying? People should knock us for wanting to live a soft life or want the best or want a man who got this. Not saying a bus driver man doesn't have that, but I'm saying you have the right. Just like if you ask him, would you ask a man that? They'll date anybody because, goddamn, they feel like they want to be in charge any goddamn way. But we black women are looked at as like we supposed to settle. We done held men down so damn long that they think that that's just our fucking staple. That's what every time you see a black woman, we supposed to accept anybody that come our fucking way. And we tired of it. We in a place now where we in our feminine energy. We want this soft life, and we like we tired of being rotted our chicks for Ray Ray, JJ, and KK. Ain't nobody finna do that shit no more. And if I don't want to date Bill no more because he been driving for Dora for 12 years and he don't want to come up out there home and get into the corporate world, even though he loves it, and if I feel like we done grew apart, then that's fine. Ain't nothing wrong. If you want to date a bus driver, date a bus driver. But don't feel bad if you want to date the motherfucker that owns the company that your husband drive the bus for. I don't think she was wrong in that sense of saying what she want, that's what she want. And she should protect herself and how she want her life to be. Because she got to steady have arguments. People be like, I don't want to go to that. I don't talk to your friends. They act like they better than me because I drive. Who the fuck want to go their whole life hearing somebody say that shit every time you invite them for a dinner? Or to go around your friends and to hang out? No fucking body. So, no. Get your confidence up, sir, if you're going to reach for the stars. That's just how I see it, period. But they also said that she did another video where she was belittling those working class
people. She wasn't. I saw that
and video DJ too. DJ Emmy. We talked about that too. DJ, make sure. Did you see when DJ Emmy came to her
brand? And I hate when listen. Okay, let me.
Your point, because I know she had a lot to say, so go ahead.
Okay, so for me, let me go ahead and break down just some facts so y'all can understand. Emmy K. Williams, basically, she is a millionaire. Let me say that. She's a millionaire. So I would expect her not to want to date a bus driver. I applaud her for not wanting to date a bus driver. And I'm not trying to be funny. Now, am I putting down a bus driver? No. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about for us.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about for the other working class people. That's fine for them to date a bus driver. Not that she's better than, but her tax bracket and her, you know what I'm saying, not only is she a millionaire, she's in the limelight and she's in entertainment. I get it.
Yeah.
Of course she wouldn't want to date a bus driver. Baby, when I become a millionaire, I'm sorry, bitch. Call me Ebony K. Williams, bitch, because I'm not dating a fucking bus driver. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's fucking be honest.
Yeah.
Like you said, the main thing that, you know what I'm saying, people expect black women to always, you know what I'm saying, reach down and pull the fuck up. Y'all always expect us to do that. Like she said, we've been a ride or die. Bitch, we've been a ride or die pulling y'all ass up only for y'all to go and fuck our sister and our cousin and the white woman. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the fucking day, you know what I'm saying, all that happened pulling up shit, you know what I'm saying, get the fuck on with that bullshit. I'm so motherfucking glad that she said what she said, and I hate that people always got something to say about somebody else's preference. That is her preference. If you want to date a bus driver, you know, bitch, go ahead. Why did her words offend you?
That part.
You know what I'm saying? Because if I say that I want a basketball player, you know what I'm saying, that's me. I've always liked basketball players. Yeah. I'm not shitting on the football players. I'm not shitting on the golf players. I'm not shitting on nobody. She knows that I love basketball players. If you look like you play basketball, bitch, you turn me on and I want you. Y'all know how I am about Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying? So for me saying that, I'm not saying that, oh, you know what I'm saying, that the this play over here or this, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my preference. It kills me that people have, you know what I'm saying, get so uptight about somebody else saying what they like. Everybody have different tastes. I hate watermelon. It's a lot of people out here that love fucking watermelon. Why the fuck would you get mad at me? Because that's my taste.
So many other
you
know what I'm saying?
So, and it was so many of really black men that was
they
in
was
the comments.
So mad.
Because they were so mad. But it's mad. Like, at the end of the fucking day, like, just because she's not, and people always get offended when you know what I'm saying, they not, you know what I'm saying, that they feel attacked. But however, it's not also, you know what I'm saying, the income, I think, with her. I think so. It's the mindset, because the bus driver and the owner is two different mindsets. You know what I'm saying? For me, my mindset is different. I do want the owner, because I am, you know what I'm saying, an entrepreneur mindset, and I, you know what I'm saying, like, how he's thinking, you know what I'm saying, he's not, you know, thinking like the worker, you get what I'm saying, so I get it, you want somebody who, you know what I'm saying, is probably like a boss, like, she's a boss in her own right, you know what I'm saying, like, I know some stuff, because she was on a Breakfast Club before, like, she, you know what I'm saying, this years ago, or whatever, she was on the other show, I forgot, I can't think of all this the other stuff, but, you know what I'm saying, like, I get it, these people, these, you know what I'm saying, women who are, you know what I'm saying, making this money and to this status, they not thorough, just, you know what I'm saying, shitting on everybody else and saying, hey, you know what I'm saying, I'm better than you, but however, her, when I think about this, like, when I look across the table for my man, you know what I'm saying, I want my mates, I want a great partner, you get what I'm saying, and so, for me saying that, I really want somebody that I can really, you know what I'm saying, we are yoked together, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I'm not coming home telling him about, you know what I'm saying, like, because, you know, like, they always say, like, the cops always, most of the time, they cops, because their mindset, you know what I'm saying, of them serve, protect the shit, you know what I'm saying, so even, like, you know, with that, I get it, but however, if that's her preference, leave that lady the fuck alone. Y'all, again, like she said, y'all would not ask Kim Kardashian would she date a fucking bus driver. Because y'all know that's not the fucking question.
I've never seen an interview where y'all ask white women about anything about men they're dating unless it's some TMZ shit you follow them around. They caught out with them. But I've never seen interviews, as many interviews I've seen about black women and who they date and all this type of, like, and what their preferences
so,
are.
It's that's so, crazy, you know what I'm saying? It's so much on black women, because we talked about, I forgot it was something like that before, about black women, we are expected, when we was talking about the, you know, I forgot the title of our podcast, mm-hmm. remember, but we are expected to, you know, oh, the financial, you know what I'm saying, you know, healthy men or something like yeah. that. We, black women are expected to, you know what I'm saying, when we get to a certain level, to, you know what I'm saying, pull another man up.
We done did that, and then we pull them up.
We pull them up only for them to fuck us.
And not saying all.
Not all of them.
But the majority. But my thing
God
is,
damn.
They expect so much out of us yeah. and don't respect us worth a damn. Mm-hmm. Why y'all in these comments so mad about what that black lady said when y'all don't even give a fuck about us? Y'all don't care about us at all. And listen, it shows.
Because
it shows.
I promise you, she'll get the bus driver. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
they be like, oh, she taking care of him. She tricking him. He using her for mm-hmm. money. They never satisfied. And it be us. Never. It be our us. Never. Saying
it, I say it all the time. I said that I want my man to make more money than me.
Absolutely,
you know what I'm saying.
I'm not want to deal with that headache.
It's a headache when he makes less than me, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, well, now you got it, a big ball, and
I hate that. When people say that. Dog, that grinds my grills. Like, don't. Yeah. First of all, don't check my pockets.
I hate a big ass nigga. Because you don't know what I'm paying out. I hate a big. That's one thing, bitch. At least if we talking and you ask me for something, I'm gonna run for the fucking hills. I hate a begging ass nigga. Like, seriously, girl, that other, remember that dude, bitch? Mm-hmm. I just stopped talking. As soon as you ask me for something, I'm gonna stop talking to you.
Disclaimer: don't do that testing shit with us in the beginning. At
all.
Trying to see if can you hold $50 for a haircut? And I ain't been knowing you but 2 days. Why the fuck would I give you anything but conversation?
That part. Don't ask me for nothing. All of that, because it already further lets me know what type of man you are if you ask me for anything. You get what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. even if you down on your luck and you know what I'm saying, and you really need it, you better ask anybody else but somebody that you're pursuing.
That's right.
Anybody else, because again, I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, like you and get to know you. But as soon as you know, you come with that begging shit, I am gone. Like, fast. Like, nigga, what? I can see if we was in a relationship and it was already established that we together. And, you know, people fall down and they look, yeah. But if we dating, bitch, you ask me for something, nigga, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? Because as a man, because my thing is not the fact that you really ask me, you need it. It's not that you need it. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody gets to, you know what I'm saying, have dips and valleys. I'm not saying because you need it. It's the fact that you had, you know what I'm saying, my man, his pride will be too fucking hurt to ask me. You get what I'm saying?
You gonna know your man when your man is in need.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So you gonna know like what you need.
Yeah.
You gonna do that. But like, girl, if I don't know you like that, don't be asking me.
Ask me for nothing. So I get it. Cause again, like I said, she probably travels the world. She does all this. Like, you know what I'm saying? She don't wanna be like, you know, having to now pay for your ticket and pay for, you know what I'm saying, every fucking thing. Like, as a man, that's not sexy to me.
He not gonna be happy. Unless you find a man that's like a user and don't care.
If
she got a real man, even if he was a bus driver and she would try to date a bus driver, if he was a real one, he ain't gonna be able to handle that because he gonna be wanting to take care of responsibility, but his budget ain't gonna match what her lifestyle is accustomed to. And that's basically what she's saying. So when Iyanna, I don't even know the reason why Iyanna
was basically, even on her other videos, she was basically saying like, because if he treats you right, he has great character, he gets, you know what I'm saying? I want that good core out of him, but as far as all the other shit, like, you know what I'm saying, come on now. That's too big of a stretch. A bus driver and a millionaire, come on now. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Come on now. When she said the owner, he probably, even the owner probably still, you know, paper not up there as hers, but it's still,
the mindset is different.
Yeah, so of course, you know what I'm saying, we want somebody to have a great heart and great, you know what I'm saying, communicator and good with his parents and kids and all that, of course. But as far as, you know what I'm saying, like the other shit, because you can get with a fucking millionaire, and yes, he can be down dirty dog, but all of them not like that, because all the bus drivers not good to the core. They some cheaters too.
It's so many black women that was in the comments talking about, she didn't, you know, like going against what she said, and I was just like,
them are the bitches who settle. You can tell, ask your people right now, what side do they try, you know what I'm saying, what side they on, it's going to let you know if a bitch settle or not. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying settle for, because I'm not saying that the bus driver is less than. I'm not talking for the working class people. Us, yeah. But as far as them, you know what I'm saying? No. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
This ain't a Tyler Perry movie. But if a millionaire wants to meet a regular person and date them and it works for them, then great. But I'm saying that for her and her, I don't see anything from her wanting what she wants.
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
Would you date somebody who worked at McDonald's?
No.
He
the manager.
Huh? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Not trying to be funny. Not trying to be funny.
But no.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and so that's what I'm saying. That's why I got exactly why the fuck she said that. You remember how you just said, is he the owner? But you own that franchise? Holla at me. You flipping the burgers? Don't call me.
Oh, younger me would have been like, whatever. But the older me, I'm just like,
at this age, no. I ain't doing that. But you too. Listen. If you want to hear more of what we got to say, please go ahead and go over to a podcast platform, because we only give y'all half of the episode.
Half
of it, okay? So YouTube.
Just a head in.
Just a tip in. Just ooh, when that tip go in, like, put it all in, baby. You got to go get the rest of this dick, okay? On a podcast platform. But YouTube, guess what? We have. Now, everybody else who's still listening, y'all heard exactly what Kiki said. We not finna date nobody at, you know what I'm saying, working at McDonald's. That's how I look at Ebony K saying, you know, what she said. Because again, like I said, it's the mindset. If you at this age, because she probably like 40, you know what I'm saying, at her age, you know, the mindset is different. If you know what I'm saying, you 40 and you working at McDonald's, what can I do, you know what I'm saying, like, with you? And I'm not trying to be funny, you know what I'm saying?
Are you in management?
It's like you're in management. What are you doing? Like, because it's just not going to work. But people need, you know what I'm saying, a standard are things that a partner, that you need in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Preference is something that you want in a partner. You know what I'm saying? And so, basically, people always, when I do mean always, you know what I'm saying, have something to say about people's preferences. Like, even, like, if they say, like, hey, this celebrity, they don't like dark-skinned women. If everybody be jumping on them, you know what I'm saying? Why you don't like dark-skinned women? It's not that he putting anybody down. You know what I'm saying? He just like what he likes. Like they be talking like Chris Brown. Don't like, you know what I'm saying, dark-skinned women. Okay.
He don't like black women.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter you know what I'm saying? Like, it is, if they say, like, you know, whoever don't like this, it's like, why are you mad?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why are you mad? Like, because at the end of the day, like, I say it all the time. I don't like fat niggas.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that with my chest out, bitch. I'm fat. I don't like fat niggas. You know what I'm saying? Why would you get mad? If, why would the fat dudes get mad at me because I said I don't like, you know what I'm saying, them? Like, I don't get mad. I promise you, I never got mad when I heard, like, you know, somebody be like, man, I don't like fat girls. They don't bother me at all. That, nigga, you didn't have a chance with me no fucking way. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the fucking day, like, I'm not going to get mad at somebody because they don't like fat girls. That's their preference. Absolutely. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. But people always get their feelings, you know what I'm saying, about that somebody don't like them if they never was going to date anyway.
Right.
You never was going to date that celebrity. You never was going to, you know what I'm saying, give this person a chance. So why the fuck did it hit you so bad, you know what I'm saying, that they don't like your type?
Right.
It didn't, bitch, I'm going to be fat if they like me or not. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. So, regardless. So why would it hit home?
I don't want a nigga that don't like fat girls. No, you know what I'm saying? Why are you talking to me?
So it's like, why does it fucking matter that you don't like them or not, you know what I'm saying, or get mad at somebody over their preference? If somebody be like, I only like dark-skinned women, you know what I'm saying? Let them like that dark-skinned woman. Yeah. I'd rather they like and get what they want versus trying to, you know, please society and be like, well, let me try. No. Mm-hmm. Get what the fuck you want. Because, bitch, I ain't say, y'all ain't finna see me with a fat nigga. Y'all gonna see me with a nigga who like he play basketball. Mm-hmm. Y'all the niggas I talk to, bitch, he gonna like he play basketball. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get mad at my preference. It ain't, you know what I'm saying, got shit to do with you. Mm-hmm. Why the fuck you over here like you, I'm saying like you was over here like grinning for something. But yeah, so people get mad at people's preferences all day. Feel like this, her feel like it was somebody touching me. That's why I kept on doing like them. Like, who the fuck back here?
That's wild.
It's like, stop getting mad at people's preferences.
So you do you sometimes think that Iyanna be going against the black women? By the way, she be, or you think she seriously just be trying to get the brain and see how the brain works by the question she asked? Cause I saw somebody on Facebook was like, I don't know why y'all even fuck with Iyanna.
However, we gonna say it however you say it.
Her, because of the way she interviews and the way she always trying to, I guess, belittle black women. And I was like, I didn't really get that from her when I watch her shows. But I was just wondering why she asked Ebony that. What was the point of that?
But because I used to watch her show faithfully. I don't think that she belittles a black woman. I think she is that any age, a granny age, where they are so stuck in their ways that, you know what I'm saying, what she says she feels is the truth. And because she, you know, wrote so many books and wrote, you know what I'm saying, and had a show and, you know, any best, because she read out her accomplishments, you know what I'm saying, today. I think because, you know, when you to a status where some people listen at you, you think that everybody should listen at you, you know what I'm saying? Like, the shit I said on a podcast, do I think that is right? You know what I'm saying? No, it's just my opinion, and it's strong. You know what I'm saying? But with her, I think that she's to a point where she thinks that because she has studied so much and, you know, does so much research, that what she says is valid and true. You know what I'm saying? Like, somebody who thinks that their opinion is a fact, those people, you know what I'm saying, is that. I know, like I said, I rock with a lot of shit she say, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have
saw her live. Yeah,
I rock with a lot of shit she say, but, you know what I'm saying, with this one, I feel that, you know, if she was talking to an average woman, that verbiage could have been like that. Mm-hmm. But because she was talking to a millionaire who is a celebrity, your verbiage on who she, you know what I'm saying, chooses shouldn't be like that. Because, again, she's in a whole nother, you know what I'm saying, that's a whole nother fucking ball game. This bitch has access to, you know what I'm saying, these top dudes, you know what I'm saying. And I'm not saying, like, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying, as far as the status and the money and the, you know what I'm saying, the reach, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, because let me say this. I would think that most women, you know what I'm saying, want to be, you know what I'm saying, the, not lower than, how can I put this, but want that man to lead. You know what I'm saying? I hope that I have the right, you know what I'm saying? Because for me, as much of a leader as I am, I want my man to lead. You know what I'm saying?
We was raised in a time where that's what we were told.
I don't want to be the leader of the household. I don't want to be the breadwinner of the household. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that in my aggressive fucking soft voice. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. I want to be led.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Pay these bills, nigga.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come get me. You know what I'm saying? Me. Like, rescue me, boo.
Give me a goddamn,
you know what I'm saying? Like, all this heavy shit and shit that you heard me talk about, nigga, this ain't nothing. Like, come, you know what I'm saying? Come get me, boo. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, for me, you know, I am in that space. So I'm not one of them women where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm independent. I'm doing all this other stuff and I don't need no man. Yeah. Man got a bad dad. I'm not her.
Me neither.
You know what I'm saying? I talk all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, but it just be like bullshit, bitch. I am really, you know what I'm saying, a softy when it comes to my fucking man. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I'm submissive as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, why you do your hair like that?
Because anytime you, keep going.
You know what I'm saying? I am. So it's like, I play all day, but it's like, again, that's why I like to pick you who I choose, because if I pick you, I know I'm going to submit to you. So I'm picky of who I submit to. You know what I'm saying? So I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want a manly man. Yeah. So, what?
You was saying something, but the song played in my head. Yeah. When you said, "What is Soulja song?" Oh, I'm so, I can feel it. I'm so close. Like, he said, "Tank." He was like, "Baby, it's been a while since I choose about who I give my love to."
Yeah. Very choosy. Very choosy, because I know I'm going to submit. You know what I'm saying? So I just want a manly man. Like, when you pick up hammer and nails, and you know what I'm saying, and when you like it. It just shit turns me on. Like, seriously. Yeah. Mainly me. You got something else you want to say? Because see, why you say that? Because then you got me thinking about the shit.
What?
And then, what? Nothing. You got something else you want to say?
No.
You know what the fuck you be doing?
No.
Yeah! Me? Who gets you? So, we're going to go ahead and jump to our letter portion of the day. If you would like to write us, please email us at Silly Girls Podcast or just DM us on Instagram.
Okay. I just be laughing because when you talk, the way your eyes do, I be like, I can just see it.
You get our nerves.
What up, though, is what the letter starts off with. What up, though? Kiki reminds me of my sister. It's not even funny. I am in Dallas and we should meet up in Kiki. I'm not a stalker or anything. Ha, ha, ha. Y'all don't have to read that part on the podcast. Oh, sorry. But my Facebook friend had made a post about her husband taking his wedding ring off during guy trips. The comments were so damn dumb. And I was like, it would be a good topic for you ladies. What do you think? Hi. What's your sister name, girl? That must be my cousin then. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for being a part of the Silly Squad. You know, one day we got to do a Silly Cousin meeting green for those who want to meet us.
In Dallas,
In Dallas. But as far as you said... a Facebook friend made a post about her husband taking his wedding off doing a guy's trip. That's a problem for me. That's all. I got two more things to say about that. It's a problem for me because why? Are you not married? Why are you with your guys? Just because I'm not around, that's a fucking problem for me. And if I found out my husband did that shit, it'll be a conversation had. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know if I would trust him. Mm-hmm. That's gonna make our foundation real rocky. Cause baby, that should be the first thing, baby. That should pull up. I mean, like, why you taking it off? Because when people do that shit, well, like to me, if a man takes his ring off when he with his partners, when his woman ain't around, he wants company. He wants somebody to come up to him to approach him so he can be like. You know, he can come up to him and do his damn thing. Because when you at home, you got your ring on, so it's misleading. So you're not being 100. You fake as fuck. Yeah. And the fake for Jake. Snake.
Come on, Snake.
Or whatever. Absolutely, cousin. That's a problem for me. And I'm just at a point in my life where I don't think I would trust him. Everywhere he go, I'm not going to... And it'll be a problem because I'm very sarcastic. So I'm going to say, did you take your ring off today? It'll be a problem for me and it will fuck with my psyche. I'll be thinking, like, as soon as he walk out the house, he's taking his ring off. Like, you never worry when you're... You only worry when you're around me because you went a whole out of town with your homeboys and you did that shit. That would cause problems in my relationship. And I don't know where the relationship would lead because I don't want to be in no fucking situation where I have to second guess my man. Because if it comes to a point where I got to second guess it, I can't be in it. Because my mind ain't going to ever be at ease. It ain't nothing you can do to appease me. Because there's no fucking reason you can explain to me why you took that ring off. That's all I got to say on that. What you got, Charleston?
Hey, cousin. What it do? Listen, bitch. More than likely, that is gonna end up in divorce.
That,
cause let me say this now: a ring symbolizes that, you know what I'm saying, you have a partner. You know what I'm saying, you are, you know, you connected with one, right? So if you only wearing that ring and that has to me, like, that ring symbolizes me when you were out. You know what I'm saying? So why the fuck would you take it off? You only take it off for one fucking reason. And that's to see if you still got it or you with your dudes that's probably single and you don't want to be the married one in the group. You know what I'm saying? So you want to be out here flirting with these bitches and talk to these hoes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that's on my fucking mind. Because you ain't, who you taking it out for? You know what I'm saying? The ladies at the church or the, you know what I'm saying?
Or you fucking homeboys, they told you to take the ring out.
That part. You know what I'm saying? So for me, either fucking way, nigga, that is a huge fucking red flag.
Absolutely.
Because, again, why in the fuck would you take it off?
Yep.
Again, that ring symbolizes that you are taken. Mm-hmm. You are not fucking single. You know what I'm saying? Taking it off symbolizes that you are single. No. That, you know what I'm saying? Do I need you to, you know what I'm saying, be the, even if you probably the married one in the group and all your homeboys are single. I get that. But however, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying for you to be a party pooper, you know what I'm saying, around your friends, be like, yeah, I ain't gonna go because I'm single. Now, if you're on your bar strip, go to the strip club, you know what I'm saying? Like, do all the shit that they doing. But, hey, nigga, you can have your ring on. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing. I'm not saying for you to be, you know what I'm saying, the one. Because I hate the married people who come and they be the ones who are, you know what I'm saying, the party poopers and stuff. Mm-hmm. No, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind my dude going to the strip club and all that shit. Do I want him to go? No. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if he with his homeboy shit, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Don't fuck the stripper. You know what I'm saying? Don't let her, you know, suck your dick or some shit. You know, but go have fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the one where I got a such tight leash where you can't do that. No, go and have fun and do all this shit. But that ring.
Be respectful, be mine.
That ring needs to stay on. Because if I'm married, I'm not taking mine off because I'm on a girl's trip. Now, because I'm, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to be the third wheel to y'all. I'm be, you know what I'm saying? The one, like, I'm married, but you know, her right here, you know, she's available or whatever. But no, nigga.
And then on top of that, when you got that ring on, act like I'm there.
That part. So when the bitches, you know what I'm saying?
Because it attracts the women.
It does.
His dumb ass don't even know it attracts.
Exactly, dummy. If they see the ring, they gonna want you even more, dummy.
That part.
He probably ain't got no game. I don't know what the fuck.
He probably lame as fuck. Cause
the girl that they go right to the married ones in the group. Dummy.
Go look at your Facebook friend page and see what her status is
saying. Right.
Cause if she's saying something, I'm outside this summer. Or you can't trust nobody just when you thought you knew somebody. You know that type of
thing. Yep. It's coming. Watch this summer, girl. She gonna know
me. I'm gonna deactivate my page for a while because I'm gonna be filing for divorce.
Mm. Whoop.
And when I come back, it's going to be finalized. Mm. The relationship stay single.
Mm.
A whole new damn page. Mm. Shit.
Whole new page.
But yeah, cousin, we divorcing. Or we quitting. Or we, when he come back home and we find out, he going to have a ring around his eye.
Because I'm with Kiki. I wouldn't be able to trust him.
That would fuck my head up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I see all the pictures of him in Cancun and I'm looking and I'm like, where the fuck Rodney Ring at?
Especially if he doing like
you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then they all, you know. No, have fun with the guys, but
I don't want them type of problems in my relationship. No. I've been in enough situations where I feel uncomfortable and not at ease in my mind. And I don't want to feel like that.
Yeah.
I want to feel like he on his boy ship and he just called me to check in when he wants to. But I know that while I'm over talking to Charles, I ain't got to worry about where you think, you know, that type of shit. Like, I don't want to deal with it. And that's the reason why I'm single.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
Like she said, because, you know, we've been single for so long. I promise you, the best thing about the singleness is that peace of mind. Yeah. I promise you, I can, even, you know what I'm saying? I remember telling Kiki, you know what I'm saying? Like, the last dude that I was dating, remember when I said that we was probably finna get in a relationship? Remember, bitch, I feel nervous. I feel like, do you remember? I feel like anxious. I'm like, bitch, I'm like, I don't know how to fuck, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like, now I'm finna have to worry, is this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, right?
That's
is
he doing right? That's why you want to get to know him to wake him out. When you do say, I'm going to be your girlfriend, you have that peace of mind.
Yes.
You got that. You feel cool. Because when you first date somebody, because a lot of y'all listening, I'm going to say 95% of y'all listening to this that ain't married, that's single, y'all date a guy for like 2 days and he asked y'all to go with him and y'all go with him the third day. I'm not judging y'all, but that ain't my style. Mm-hmm. I got to know you for a little while. I done fucking missed a... Could have had a boyfriend and lost that because I was not ready to. Even if it was 8 months and we were still chilling, it's because I wasn't healed and I wanted the space to receive. I didn't know how to be a girlfriend to nobody like that. And then somebody want to be your boyfriend, it scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, no, I don't. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even know why I did. I just knew then. But I'm saying even now with me being at the age that I am now, if I was to start dating somebody, it would have to take me some time. Now, if he just beats me off my feet and we like going strong, I'm going to take 2 months. Then I'm probably make my boyfriend, depending. But I'm just saying, like, it gotta be some shit where I just feel like, dawg, I know I can trust this nigga. Mm-hmm. He ain't gave me no inkling or nothing. You know, it's just sometimes you know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, like, nope.
Yeah.
Because that type of shit right there will get you.
Yeah. Because, again, like I said, with me calling somebody my man, now, you know what I'm saying? If, like, I've been single for so long, now if I say you my man, my friends gonna wanna know who you are. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And so with them, you know, that's why a lot of times I'm like, bitch, let me.
When she talk to people, she be high enough. I'm like, girl, I ain't trying to see that nigga text me.
You know what I'm saying? Because my thing is like,
I don't know. Let me make sure that straight. I don't even know.
You know what I'm saying? Before, because it's like, soon as you test my day, it's like, because y'all niggas be fooling.
But I know you like that, but like me, I don't give a fuck. Because when I find somebody good, bitch, I'm going to make sure I tell you. This is
short. But now, I don't know if he good yet.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
I said, even if I like him like that, y'all going to know. And if it don't work, I don't give a damn.
The only way that I'm going to tell them off the back, if they know him, and then be like, you know what I'm saying? Say, you remember, dude, we went to college with him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all will already know. But it's like, for now, it's like, you know,
I
like,
guess because it's with y'all, I don't mind. Like, if I tell y'all, girl, I liked him, then it ain't shit. But if it was like other people, I'm not telling other folk, but my core, my main ones, I tell y'all who he is, and I tell y'all, like, yeah, girl, da da da. But y'all can't see his face. He gonna be the man. I'm lying, shy as motherfucker. So y'all see the nigga because you got different Facebook friends than me. He ain't gonna see y'all face, but you gonna see his. You know what I'm saying?
See, you know what I'm saying?
But I get it. Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to take a different approach this time, you know, because it's been a long time since you've been in a situationship. You know what I'm saying? Like a situation since, what, your ex, and that's been like my last shit was like 2011. Like, it was so long, like 12, 13, 12 years. Like,
I said 15, then it's probably 11 years.
It's like 12 years for me, and it's just like, time go. People like, damn, you been sticking along? Absolutely. Because, bitch, I had a lot of healing I need to do. And a man wasn't even on my radar. And Charles would be tripping now, because I'd be like, no. She like, you be texting, dudes be texting you. I'd be like, no. She like, they don't be in your inbox, in your DM, you don't be entertaining them. I'd be like, no. She talking about, oh, Lord. Even when we were younger, I ain't never been the type. Mm-hmm. Like, if you catch me and you catch me when I'm in the wind and you want to holler at me and it's that way. But I've never been like, I was boy crazy. Like, when I see him, I blush. I'm like, but like to converse with him and just chop it up with him. Nah, because I'm an in-person type of person. Mm-hmm. I don't really like talking on the phone. I don't really like texting. You know what I'm saying? So if I like you, I'm going to want to see you all the time. And I just don't have the energy to be putting my spirits. I don't do all that. Mm-hmm. And motherfucker be missing the thing. You be like, where Kiki at? And y'all have to put a missing person thing out on me. But yeah, I get it though. I understand your technique or whatever, and I respect it. I just be like, okay, but she showed me the old one, the one that she was dating. I'm like, well, my God. Well, I wouldn't even know who the fuck he was, but I glanced at him, you know, because I try not to stir too long at my people, niggas. Not because I don't trust myself, it's I just out of respect, because I stare, and I don't want him to feel uncomfortable or even make him feel like, damn, trust a hungry kind of, you know. I don't, you don't know how people think, you know, and it's just like, But you got anything else?
No, we gonna say that topic for next time.
Y'all know
the time it is. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Rando, rando, rando. We got something random for you. Yeah.
You know, with the I love pickles. Mm-hmm. You know I love pickles. Mm-hmm. And I never understood why they say, I want the booty or the pickle. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why you want the... Which side is the booty side? Because both sides look like a booty. But I think when you get them big Best Made pickles, it got the little tail sticking out. So I'm assuming that's the booty. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm like, why don't they call it the booty or the pickle? I know that's random, but like, why don't they call it the booty or the pickle?
I thought when they call the booty or the pickle, it's both booties. Both sides.
I don't know. I always just say, because you know when they, I guess when they slice it,
they want that,
like,
either side of the booty.
Because it's like, if you're putting Kool-Aid in, like, you bite it, you kind of dip it and hold the booty. But if you slice, you can't. That's so funky. Booty.
Booty. The booty.
For sure.
I'm praying for Jamie Foxx.
Oh,
It's like, please, it's like, get it together, Jamie. They not giving us a lot of information. I don't think he wrote that post.
That was my next question. That was my next question.
I think his daughter or somebody wrote that on his team or some shit. I think that, you know what I'm saying, I think his condition is, you know what I'm saying, worse than what it is. And it got me sad.
I think that it's really bad.
I think he had, yeah, I think, yeah, for real.
They say he was having seizures, or it may have... He may be. No, I hate to say that, but yeah,
he's just random. He's just on my mind. Oh yeah, like, for real.
His I love his music, and I was thinking. I love everything about that man.
I love everything about Oh my gosh, every fucking thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be so, everything. Lord forbid, Lord, you, everybody, we know that the Lord has the final say, so he can turn things around. I just hope that he do. And I wonder what caused that stroke, but you never know what caused it. That's why stress is real. You could be stressed.
Drinking, smoking, eating,
your blood pressure, all of that.
Yeah. Woo. So, what's your song of the week?
My song of the week is One in a Lifetime by Monica. Mm-hmm. It's just like, everybody be like, are you Team Monica or are you Team Brandy? I honestly am Team Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. That's the vocal Bible. Like, her albums, I can sing them in karaoke. But I love me some Monica, too. And Monica's album, when she dropped that one, it's just the way she sung that. She sings softer. She wasn't to kick down your doors and smack your cheek, Monica. She was real soft, like, you know, and it's, I like the song. They say, with pleasure come with pain. She said she's so used to being whole, it's hard to be half again. It's just really cute. And I'm like, come on, Monica. I just feel her on her. Yeah.
My quote of the week is, never ask someone else to measure your worth with their ruler because you're always going to come up short.
Say it again.
Never ask someone else to measure your worth with their ruler because you're always going to come up short. You know how, like, sometimes that we look for validation from somebody else, or, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, or, you know, just like you ask a man, like, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I hate when I see them, when they be like, rate me 1 to 10, they be like, you know, you a 5 or some shit. Bitch, that's their ruler. You know what I'm saying? And then people will look at themselves, you know what I'm saying, and get down on themselves. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, but bitch, that's his ruler. You're always going to come up short when you're you know what I'm saying, putting your worth in somebody else's hands. You know what I'm saying? Measure with your own fucking ruler, and you're always going to be, you know what I'm saying, a fucking 10. But every time they ask, I'm like, all the bitches should say 10, bitch. That's your ruler. I always measure yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch, so, I'm saying ain't no measurement.
You know what I'm saying, bitch? I'm always a fucking 10, and I hate people to come be like, bitch, that's them. You know what I'm saying? People always come up short because, again, everybody has their own, you know, measurement.
Cause
they,
one, you know, man will see you as a 12, and another man will be like, she a two.
Yeah.
And so, well, who gives a fuck about the man with the two? Go for that one and see you as a 10.
That part.
You see what my uncle wrote on our picture? He said, both of y'all get an F and a double F. My uncle Ricky. So let me tell you what the story behind it. Growing up, we were little. We would rape people on TV. And him and my uncle then would sit on the couch, all my uncles, and they'd be like, what you give her? He'd be like, oh, she an A plus or she a D minus. And he'd be like, Bug, I give you a C or F. But he was just joking. So when he got on there, he said that about, he was joking, calling us.
Yeah, I didn't say, I didn't know who it was.
My uncle.
Yeah, okay. I'm like,
that's why I started laughing.
I'm like, I'm just keep going.
No, I said, that's why I come back. That's one of my favorite uncles. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yeah,
yes,
he was just joking, though.
I have
not. When he said, you get an F and you get a double F. Yeah.
This, I ain't know who he was.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it be mixture with both our people. Yeah,
so I'm like, I don't know. Shit, I don't know.
No, I was just explaining you that was my uncle.
Yep, I'm glad you said. But in my head, I forgot all about the shit.
But I meant to say that when he said it. We always great, because when I wrote on his picture, I said, on this picture, I give you a C plus. You know what I'm saying? We do.
Gotcha.
Our family.
Come on, uncle. I'm glad you come in. Shit, I don't know who you
is. Our family do stuff like that.
So you got something else you want to say?
No.
Okay, well, YouTube, god damn it. I meant to say go to YouTube, god damn it, and watch, you know what I'm saying, the first half. But we like love y'all for real, because y'all listen at the entire podcast. So we, you know what I'm saying, fucks with y'all strong. And everybody, we fucks with y'all strong. Y'all our favorite.
Right.
Cause y'all listen to all of us. Yep. You know what I'm saying? All our damn, you know what I'm saying? Thing. So again, we love you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for, you know, listening to our silly shit every fucking week. And we out.
Peace.